Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host, and once again, God has given me the privilege to be back amongst my listening audience as we study together the Word of God. Let us approach the throne of grace. Father God, we thank you once again for allowing this program to go across the airways. We ask now, Father, that you would just bless our hearts as we study together your Word, that we might be more conformed to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I know that your Word goes out and will not return unto you void, so we just simply ask that your will be done and accomplish that in our lives that you would have us to accomplish. We thank you all. We thank you for all that you do in our lives. And we ask this all in Jesus' name, for his name's sake. Amen. For those of you who are tuning in maybe for the first time, we're in a book of Acts, and we're picking up now the third chapter today. And we kind of go verse by verse, unless I can kind of give you a synopsis of things. But sometimes I do get kind of interesting points, and I just kind of hang on those points to make sure that we have a clear understanding of the Word of God. Amen? Amen. Let's begin reading Acts chapter 3. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Let's hold right there at verse 5. Now, there's some interesting things that we need to take a closer look at this lame man. First, he was lame, and it means, the word lame means he was deprived of a foot, or he was maimed, or he was crippled. He had no power within his feet. Secondly, he was a certain man, and that means there was a familiarity with this gentleman. He wasn't just somebody who stopped by the temple on his way to someplace else, and like we see on the side of our highways today, people asking for handouts. No, this gentleman was there, and the word says he was there on a daily basis. Thirdly, we see that he was lame from birth, so he was never able to walk. He did not know what it was like to be upright. He did not understand what was the freedom of being able to run and leap and jump. Fourthly, he had to be carried. Just think about that now. Every day he had to count on someone to pick him up and carry him into the temple area so that he might be able to sustain his life by asking others for a handout. Fifthly, he was, like I said, placed at the temple on a daily basis. Sixthly, he was at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. Now, Dr. Howard Harley, I'm getting tongue-tied there, said he was placed at a prominent place again, proving his familiarity with the people. This gate led from the eastern part of the outer court, that is the court of the Gentiles, into the first of the inner court, the court of the women. Now, the Jewish writer Josephus described it as having been overlaid with Corinthian bronze and said that it was far exceeded in value those plated with silver and set in gold. So that's why that gate was called Beautiful. And lastly, he asked for alms, meaning a donation to the poor. Now, I see some things when I look at this situation here with this lame man being seated on the ground, looking out for a donation for the poor. Now, think about that for a minute. We don't know exactly right at this point in text how old this man is, but he is a grown man. He has never been able to get around on his own. He has to count on people to pick him up and carry him to his appointed place that he might receive an offering from those entering into the temple. But yet he is so downcast in his spirit, he has been so broken by his affliction that he no longer even looks up at people. His eyes are cast to the ground, and the only thing that goes up in the air is his hand, and hoping and waiting for someone to have mercy upon him that they might give him a handout. Now, I don't know about you, but that kind of represents a lot of things that are taking place in this life here and now. Many people are broken in spirit. Their spirit is just downcast. They don't expect anything good to happen to them, but they know that they need to survive, and they're looking for a handout. Now, the Bible says that who's seeing Peter and John in verse 3 about to go into the temple asked of alms. And Peter fastening his eyes upon him, and John said, "Look on us." That tells me that, like I said, that his eyes were downcast. He did not even any longer look up and expect to see people. He didn't want to see people's faces. He didn't want to see maybe somebody walking by with disdain in their eyes because of his condition. He didn't want to be seen as being pitied. He just lifted his hand up and expected someone to have mercy. Peter and John come along as they're beginning to enter into the temple. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the hour of prayer, and they say, "Look on us." Now, this man was probably expecting some great reward, if you will. He was probably saying, "Wow, nobody has ever come by and just say, 'Look at me.'" He didn't know what was going to happen, but he was expecting a material blessing. But there was something greater on the horizon that God had in store for this lame man. And it gave heed, verse 5, he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. The lame man gave his undivided attention to these apostles in hope of receiving money from them. He was excited. He was going to get some money to help his condition, his pain, and his hunger. He might have been able to pay his rent, if you will. He was expecting this material blessing, but God had something in store. Now let's pick it up at verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And then Peter goes on and said, "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength." Now, can you imagine in your mind's eye, you have been lame from birth. You have never, ever walked upright. You've had to be carried everywhere you went. You were in this state of poverty. You counted on the pity of other people coming by to sustain your life. There may have been days when he just got hardly anything and may not even had money enough to hardly even buy a slice of bread, if you will. And here comes Peter and John. And when they say, "Look on us," and this man looks him in the eye for the first time in who knows how long, he was able to look up and actually look at somebody in the eye. His heart was excited because no one ever spoke to him in that manner. No one ever said, "Look at me." No one ever wanted to notice. They just went by. And you know how it is sometimes when we pass by those who are in need, we really don't even get involved with their lives. We just, you know, put money in their hands. And sometimes I like to think of it this way, that it takes less involvement putting a dollar or two in somebody's hand that needs a handout than to get involved in their lives. But Peter and John said, "Silver and gold have I none." Now, when that first hit his ears, he must have said, "My goodness, what is going on? I'm expecting something to sustain me, and they're now telling me that they don't have any money." Pardon me. "But such as I have, I give thee." And he says, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Now, I don't know about you, but to sit back and hear those words ringing in my ears when I know I've never, ever walked in my life, it might have seemed to this lame man like some kind of a cruel hoax or a joke. What do you mean, rise up and walk? Don't you realize the condition I am in? Don't you realize that I've sat here outside the temple gate called Beautiful day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and now you come along and tell me silver and gold you haven't? None, but what you do have is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. But look at verse 7. It says, "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. So Peter grabbed his hand, lifted him up, and instantly his feet and ankles were made strong. For the first time in this man's life, he was able to stand and look somebody directly in the eye. For the first time in this man's life, he was seeing what the world looks like from a standing position. For the first time in this man's life, no one any longer had to carry him. For the first time in this man's life, he was able to be mobile on his own strength. For the first time in this man's life, he was able to walk to and fro. He could make the decisions where he wanted to go, when he wanted to go. He no longer had to wait on somebody to move him around, to carry him. For the first time in this man's life, he was able to say thank you. If you can imagine a geyser of water shooting forth, gushing forth with a powerful stream of water, that's the kind of picture you get when they described how the strength came into the man's feet and ankle bones. He was able to stand up. The Bible gives us no indication that he wobbled or was dizzy or he had an unsteady gait because he had never stood before. The Bible says that he stood up when Peter took him by the right hand. And verse 8 says, and he, leaping, stood up and walked and entered in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now, I don't know about you, but that is something to praise God for. This man who had no hope now was filled with hope. This man now could realize that he would be able to go off and even earn himself a living. This man no longer had to go and sit outside the temple waiting for some handout. He could go in the temple now praising God. My brothers and my sisters, we serve a mighty God, and he can do all things. And we must learn to spread the news. We don't always have to give a handout, but a hand up. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I see by the clock on the wall, it's time for me to wind this program down. Please visit us on our website, www.smbcmesa.org. Pray for me during the week as I pray for you that the Lord will richly bless our lives, conform us into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, that we might tell the story everywhere we go. God bless and see you next week.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. And it's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.